Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm okay.
None of your business.
Probably lying, Hawk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cato's probably more accurate. They say when you ask someone how they're feeling and they say fine or not bad, they're probably lying. According to a new report, the average American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month. So that's about 63% of the time, which isn't terrible, I guess. But that leaves you feeling unhealthy for about... 11 days on average?
Depends on the month, I guess.
So, I mean, it's better odds in February than the rest of them. But that's 11 days out of the month. You're not feeling your best.
Well, if I ask you how you're feeling, you can just say okay.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with you lying about it.
Don't get into that TMI.
I don't need details.
Well, let's talk about those details.
You got a minute? Let me lay down on the couch. And can you talk to me?
They ask people what health issues they're actually battling. Fatigue was number one with 13 days a month. People were just tired.
Sure, especially if you got kids, you're going to be tired a lot more of the time because you're running around taking care of them, getting them to practice or whatever they got to do. And, you know, even through the summer months, you got to keep them busy. So that's taxing.
Mood changes, feeling bad, not giving a flip. I mean, it's just, you're just tired of dealing with stuff.
I'm tired of you talking.
I mean, but you know, a lot of times you can't explain the feeling. It's like everything's great. Nothing's really bad going on, but you just wake up in that mood and you're like, why am I feeling cruddy today?
I think it's because of what I had last night.
Okay, well.
But I don't know what it is. I just can't. 6 hours and I'm awake. I can sleep late all on the weekends. And this past weekend, I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
I can't sleep late.
I will say, though, like sometimes you have those cruddy moods, those bad moods, and you know the answers. You know what to do to kind of get you out of the funk, but you just don't want to do that.
I that's too much.
Exercise, get out, walk, you know, something positive.
You're making me sick.
I got to say, all these conversations are making me agree with Cato. Just shut up and lie. We'll really have fun with the next one. Okay. Digestive issues, almost 10 days a month, 9.8 days a month, people have digestive issues.
I don't as much as you.
Yeah. I definitely do. I got IBS and stuff. Yeah. I came in this morning with bad cramps. I had to take medicine for it.
Okay. Yeah, you have an extreme amount of that. Like, you have it at least twice a week.
I have IBS. Yeah. It's a disease.
Oh, okay. Did you catch that from somebody like diabetes, too?
It's called genetics.
Okay.
I mean, you act like, oh, I'm making it up, but then you in the same breath admit that I have a lot of digestive issues.
You do, but I also see the way you eat.
And I had pizza. I mean, people eat pizza all the time.
It's not good for you.
With Chex Mix over there?
I haven't even gotten into my Chex Mix, but that's not going to cause digestive issues either.
When did your IBS pop up? You didn't have it as a little kid.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I used to lay on the ground with cramps, and my dad would have me lay so that my butt was up in the air, hopefully to let the gas out.
Wow.
I don't know if there was any science to that.
Did that affect your dating life at all with Jamie? I'd like to go out for a dinner.
Explains his dance moves.
Like, my dad taught me this. Don't judge me. I'm going to get on the floor right now.
Okay, the next thing on the list is headaches.
Yeah.
About 7 days a month people deal with headaches.
I don't get a headache.
You might get the—no, you don't get them anymore.
I don't get—I had a headache yesterday after I got home from work, and my mom didn't help with her issues with her phone.
Yeah.
But normally I don't have headaches.
Like, yeah. If I—that's probably what frustrates me most. If my kid comes to me with some kind of technology problem.
Yeah, yes. But that's not—that's a figurative headache. Well, it's not a real headache.
Oh, well, okay. But it really puts me—and we were talking about moods
here. Well, that was earlier.
I get so frustrated by the, you know, after I've been there 30 minutes trying to figure out something that wasn't my problem. And I'm like, go figure it out on your own.
Your kids are your problem. I hate to tell you.
I know.
50% said they are living with recurring health issues that have been going on for 6 months or longer. And 15% of them said not feeling well has impacted their ability to fully enjoy time with their family. I would think it would be higher than that even.
I think we are all way more sick than we used to be.
Yeah.
Like, you go back in history and you study some of those times, especially like in the cowboy days and stuff. I'm like, they didn't even have medicine back there. And I bet they didn't complain as much as we do. Of course, they didn't have social media to complain on. We didn't see those complaints as much.
They didn't live to 60 either.
No, it's like, you know, the only way they had social media is like they'd live so long. You know, they would holler out the back door, I'm feeling sick, Larry. How you feeling over there?
Wow. And then if they did complain a lot, you just shoot them in the street, walk away.
Well, they say there's some signs that you can look for that it's not going to be a fully healthy day. If you can't stop puking and you're not even watching the view, it's going to be a bad day.
I got you.
You're so ragged and worn out that the Democrats want you to run for president.
That's funny.
No political jokes,
it's
please.
Not political. Yeah. It's funny.
Okay.
Okay. They say your liver is not only sensitive to the touch, it screams ouch when you press it.
What liver?
Exactly. Mm. And your eyes are red, and you haven't smoked weed in days or hours. Okay, you just did. Never mind. Bad example. But I guess basically we're living our lives feeling bad half the time.
I think it's the government, the pharmaceutical companies keeping us sick, so we stay on meds, and we rely on them, and then they jack the prices of the meds up.
I think it's our attitude. Keep that positive
attitude. Would you shut
attitude?
Up? I'm talking.
Gosh. He's conspiracy theorizing.
I got a pain in my neck.
Okay.
I got a headache.
Okay. No pain in the butt, though.
Not yet.
I'll keep talking.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Do you let your kids win when it comes to board games or, you know, even athletic sports? Do you let your kids beat you at the game? Or do you beat them down and just call them a big loser?
I don't think you should choose either of those answers. I think that there should be some times when you let them win and some times whenever you let them experience loss.
At least give them a participation trophy.
Okay.
He's joking.
Yes, I'm joking.
They got tons of experts to give advice on this subject. Experts in human development and family studies. Also, parents of now famous athletes in baseball, basketball, soccer, football, and also people that design the board games themselves. And I've got the information for you. Now, Tom, I know that you said when Quinn was a little bit smaller.
A lot smaller.
He was tearing up. Were you beating him at Connect Four?
Yeah, he was probably preschool.
Right, right.
And, I finally let him win one because I don't think it's any fun for the kid to constantly get beat down, and you have a huge advantage over them. Right. So you don't want to give them every game. That's stupid, too.
Well, and they say you want to harness a love of the games. So you can or should, when they are younger, to kind of stack the deck, if it's like a deck of cards or something, or with Candyland, some of those games, they say, you know, you can kind of cheat, basically, is what they're saying. But then at the end of the game, you want to play for real then. So if they get too far, you kind of monitor the kid's temperament, and if they get too far behind, at the very end, you let them catch up, and then, you know, you play for real.
See, I disagree with that. Okay. I think you try to keep it so they're having fun the whole game. Try to keep it even. Now, you might beat them some games and go ahead and whoop their butt, but you don't just wait till the end to try it, because then they've had a bad game the whole game.
No. It's like, it's not that long of a game.
Yes.
They said, to give an analogy, the best way for you to learn, like, for example, tennis is to find someone who's just above your level and play against them competitively. And then, because if you compete with somebody that's below your level, you're going to hold back and then not learn anything. And if they play, you know, above your level, you're never going to be able to beat them. So to keep the game competitive, you keep it, you know, intense, and you kind of focus on the game and you learn as you go if you find somebody that's kind of the same skill level as you are.
Well, that's great for tennis, but whenever you're playing a game against your four-year-old kid, yeah, there's no way to have you be close to him.
Yes, there is. This, the experts say you get games that are like chance, more chance, like Candyland was mentioned. What was the other one? There were some other games that are more so like Chutes and Ladders is also a chance game. So it's kind of like just the roll of the dice. So, you know, it's not like skill level like a game of checkers or chess or something like that.
That's fine if you're playing those games, but if you're playing some of the other games, then you have to throw for them.
What about Old Maid?
Yeah, there you go. That's chance.
That's what I play in Slapjack and Go Fish.
Go Fish. Yeah. See? There you go.
Those all involve some degree of skill, and a little kid may not have it.
And you know what's sad is when I'm trying to beat her, and she beats me, and she goes, yeah, I've already won the game. I'm like, well, how? I'm trying to win this.
Okay.
I got the Old Maid.
Well, they also say, you know, it depends on the age. And this is kind of very interesting because, and I told you about the chance games, but let's say you're playing something like, let's say your kid's a little bit older. And teenagers, I told you about my brother. They would have a swimming competition, he and his daughter, for years, where he's like, I'm not going to let you beat me until you can really beat me. And now this has been going on for most of her life. But they would race to the end of the pool and back to the, you know, winning area. And so for years, she could not beat him. She finally beat him the other day.
And he never let her win.
No, never let her win.
So I just get tired of swimming. I'm like, you keep swimming. I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Well, they say you need to kind of check the age levels, like for the teenage years or something like, if they're playing, for example, checkers, you might, well, this is not as much teenage years. I'll get to that in just a second. But like when they are in those 13, 14-year-old or even a little bit younger maybe, if you're playing checkers, for example, they might, you know, look up at you and they're about to make a move on a checkerboard. They say that you might suggest something else, or is there another move you could make? And that makes them think about the move instead of you having to cheat to let them win at that point.
Now, does this work for Grandma at Cracker Barrel when we play in checkers?
No, you can go ahead and beat Grandma.
Okay.
Yeah. But when it comes to, like, sports and stuff like that, basketball, you might play on your knees is something you can do if your kids. I know it hurts if it's concrete. And then but to be the same height as a kid, it depends on their age. Obviously, when they're teenagers, you know, you're going to play a little bit differently. And then if you're playing horse, you might give them easier shots. But you don't want just all out hold back when they become teenagers like I did. You know, when my son was 8 and I would just slam it down his throat and say, in your face.
You're a great dad. I'm teasing.
But you keep mentioning these sports I'm not going to play. I'm not going to swim laps or play basketball or tennis.
Okay, but you are going to play checkers or you're going to play Old Maids and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
There's a point there. They say it's okay to cheat when they're a little bit little, yeah, and show them how to kind of do it. And it's also part of showing them how to be a good winner and a good loser. That's the main thing.
I will usually go back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to try to lose, but if I win a couple of times, then I might just a little slip of the hand of the last one to let, you know, Lillian.
Sometimes, though, especially with the chance games, it's like they're beating you every time, and you get frustrated, and then you don't show them how to be a good loser.
Yes. I quit. I throw the board game on the floor, and I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, man, there's adults that do stuff like that.
That's how you do it, Kato.
Yeah.
Then I go off and cry.
Then you give them back to their mom, like, y'all have fun. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rock stars live dangerous lives. Yeah. Who would have thought they could die on stage pretty easily? But it's almost happened to a lot of them. Now, some of them croaked on stage, but that's too touchy. I'm not going to talk about that.
You know, there are some videos going around on TikTok that tells the ones who did drop dead on stage.
Okay, well, I'll leave that to TikTok. That's just way too sensitive to be talking about them croaking. But here's some people that almost croaked.
Okay.
Alice Cooper. He had a fake guillotine set up that almost sliced his neck off for real. Can you imagine if the audience had seen that?
Oh, wow.
They probably would have thought it was fake at first.
Yeah, because he's very out there.
He does all the satanic stuff.
You know what, though? He's changed his ways. Yeah, he is now a Bible thumper.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And now, that was an old rock star back in the 70s, 80s.
Does he still have the guillotine?
I do not think so, but I mean, any of those stage props could go wrong. Like those magicians, I don't see why they ain't dying left and right. I mean, they're sawing people in half here.
Black Sabbath bass guitarist, his name is Geezer Butler, he got really bad food poisoning on a 1995 tour. He ended up leaning against the amps to play and started hallucinating.
Oh, wow.
They finally rushed him to the hospital where he survived, but he almost died from the food poisoning. That's an unusual one.
Yeah.
All right. James Hetfield, you know him from Metallica, I believe.
Yeah.
He's also was during 1992, he was co-headlining with Guns N' Roses, and he got severely burned by pyrotechnics.
Oh.
He got second and third degree burns on his arm, hand, and the side of his face. If he had been a few inches closer, it would have been over for him.
And you see that a lot. Like, they have all the fireworks on stage, and you're like, why is something, you know, you're surprised that not more accidents happen.
Right.
Because, I mean, I remember shooting firecrackers, and I would not throw it quick enough, or I'd hold that bottle rocket in my hand, or even the sparklers got me one time. I tried to light three at once and got some severe burns. So those pyrotechnics are dangerous.
Didn't you almost take your whole family out one 4th
of
July?
That is a different story. It was family and friends, about 19 people. Was on the back, and I was in charge of lighting the big fireworks that go up and make the big explosions. And I got scared, and I actually knocked one over, and it went towards that. It was like parting of the Red Sea, like the people.
It wasn't funny, kiddo.
Yeah, okay, well, Tom was there.
It wasn't.
It's not funny. You were sitting there going, good God, Hawk's going to kill us all.
From going from side to side, just spread out, and it was like towards the house. It was not a good way.
And you laugh about it.
Yeah, it's funny now.
R.E.M. drummer Bill Berry had an aneurysm during a show in 95. He said it felt like a bowling ball hit him in the head. He's lucky to have survived at all.
Yeah.
Now, some of these start to get to be actual danger from being on stage. Keith Richards from, of course, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, he's dead already, ain't he?
He's not dead.
He's old.
He gave it his best shot way back. He got a shock from an ungrounded microphone that knocked him off his feet. The electric charge made him semi-conscious as he was carried off the stage.
Yeah.
Another one who almost died from electrocution in a microphone is Tom York from Radiohead during a 1993 performance at MTV's Beach House. He jumped into the pool during a song, got out, and tried to resume singing, but a stagehand kicked the microphone away before he could grab it and electrocute himself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That's the guy that sing, "I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo." You know that song?
No. Ace Frehley. I'm going to sing some Kiss for you, maybe, if he needs to.
Yeah.
During a Kiss show, Ace Frehley grabbed a metal handrail, and it completed an electrical circuit with his guitar. If he hadn't have been able to let go, it would have electrocuted him with the electricity going across his heart.
His hair still shows where he was electrocuted.
Yeah, it's frizzy.
Oh, my God.
I want to rock and roll all night.
You don't really need to sing.
I thought you wanted me to.
And party every day.
Frank Zappa, a fan rushed the stage and pushed him into the orchestra pit. He fell 15 feet to a concrete floor, suffering multiple injuries, including a crushed larynx. And that was because the attacker was jealous because his girlfriend was a huge fan of Frank Zappa's.
Okay, so I can't sing any of his songs.
That's jealousy right there.
That is. Like, if you just like the rock and roll group and you're the boyfriend and you get on stage.
Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, he was finishing up and they were playing for the VMAs. He threw his bass guitar as high in the air as he could. He was planning on catching it, but it hit him in the head instead, gave him a concussion and a huge gash in his forehead.
Yeah.
And Patti Smith, in a 1977 show in Tampa, slipped and fell off the stage and broke her neck. She needed months of physical therapy before she could return to the stage. It could have paralyzed or killed her. So getting on stage and performing is more dangerous than you think.
I was watching a band years ago, locally, and I don't remember the name of them now. And the guy, the lead singer, decided to do crowd surfing,
right? Yeah.
There wasn't a big enough crowd there.
Oh, no.
Not to mention that all of us were standing in front of the stage, so when he took off and jumped into the crowd, he went over our heads.
Oh, wow.
And he smashed onto the cement floor because nobody was back behind us.
Yeah. Right.
You jumped a little too far,
well,
buddy.
At least you didn't spread out like that group of people watching my fireworks and just let him fall on the floor.
Dang. Was he okay?
Yeah, he got up. He was like, whew. Everyone was laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
He climbed back up on a stage and said, "I shouldn't have done that."
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to talk about annoying things at work.
Crunching.
Kato, I got bad news for you.
I have bad news. I've heard it all morning.
I don't think that that's on the list.
I'm just used to it by now, though.
To the beat of the song. At least he stays on beat.
I know. I like that. Yeah.
The bad thing is I chew with my mouth closed, so it must just have thin lips.
Yeah, thin cheeks. Thin cheeks. I don't know if you can get half that looked at or not.
I try to make them as fat as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the things that really bother folks at the office. And I'm just going to breeze through the computer stuff. The thing that's supposed to have made our life better is the top listed complaints of all.
If they would spend some money to make them new technology instead of like something from 10 years ago, we wouldn't complain as much.
You shouldn't complain. They just updated us to Windows 3.1 not long ago. And that was a big upgrade.
Yeah.
Because 3.0 was horrible.
Yeah. I mean, what's so funny is like some companies, they have all that new technology. They thrive on that.
Right.
But I'm like, we are in the business of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to communicate when you send an email and doesn't get to the person for 3 days.
Well, I mean, the equipment for the radio part is brand new.
Yeah, that's brand new. Nice. Yeah, but not the computers.
Yeah, I hardly use mine sitting here because it's so slow. I just bring my laptop in.
That's the number two issue. The computers are old and slow, and IT was number one.
Okay.
So the stuff like where your email doesn't work or the Wi-Fi's down.
Well, the IT guys, they come in here like they belittle you. Like, you didn't know that?
Yeah, they're like, well, obviously it's a packet loss issue, and there's not 100% packet, so that's why it's not getting through. And you're like, could you just make it work, please?
Yeah.
Packet of
I
gum.
Didn't break that, did I? I didn't have any packets with me. Then they said coworkers that talk too loud.
Oh. Yeah, okay, yeah. You.
Sorry.
Okay.
It has to be really loud to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sometimes if they're just, like, blurring out your conversation or something.
Well, it could be on a cell phone or it could be in a cubicle.
Right.
And, you know, good to hear from you, John. Yeah, okay. And then you hear all that over a cubicle.
Yeah, you want
to
punch them at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Office gossip. I like office gossip.
I'm
rarely a part of it that I know of. I probably am. They're probably like, Tom doesn't come to anything. I don't do much to get in the gossip
about. I don't
know
why people would gripe about that.
Well, there's a lot of gossip about you guys.
Really?
But it's when you don't show up to the
cookouts. Is it true? Is it stuff that's true about us?
Well, I say it is.
Okay. Well,
I've been good about that lately.
I'm like, yeah, they're not team players, but yeah, you have been good, Hall, because you came.
I've been several
times. To the bowling party, too.
It's not that I'm not a team player. I just don't like the team.
Yeah. They know that, too.
We had a different team. No, I'm joking. I'm fine with everyone who works here. I just don't need this to be my social life.
Oh.
My social life is at home.
With your social life is just your family.
And I'm cool with that.
Well, yeah. I think people need to get outside just your immediate family, at least.
I go to church.
See, and here's the thing is, and I can tell that you don't, like, all weekend you sit at home and probably don't talk to anybody but your family you come in on Mondays and then
talks us to death.
Yeah, he just wants to talk and share things. I'm like, I'm trying to work
now. That is true, Tom.
And here I am. I've been out all weekend. I had friends in town. I've been downtown.
He's tired of hearing people talk.
I've just done so much going on this weekend. It's like
you're
I got so many friends.
I think that, Tom, you need to talk more on your forums, too. That might help.
Yeah.
Just chit-chat with those people.
Okay. Yeah. Another thing that drives you crazy is people who leave dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Well, no, stack area, you know what? There's a bunch of the refrigerator looks like it's from 10 years ago, and no one's cleaned it out, and it's got cooties in there and green stuff growing.
I solved this the same way I solved all that other stuff where, about the coworkers. I just got my own fridge that
keep
dirty now.
Did. But yeah, that's nasty in
but
there,
But that's my fridge.
You open up the refrigerator, and it smells like funk.
Not a bad funk.
Yeah.
It's still the worst funk.
Can you just put some potpourri on top of it for me? It could be funk and potpourri smell.
All right. Another complaint is people who call in sick when you know they're not sick, and people who come in sick and don't call in then.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, they said people who borrow something from your desk without asking.
Oh, man, Tom.
Which
you're
hate if someone did that.
There are so many times we're looking for scissors. And Tom's used them to, like, cut toenails or something, you know? And it's like, I'm like duct tape. And Tom's used it for bikini wax or something.
And
you just leave it lying around somewhere, and we can't find it.
First of all, I can prove I have not used scissors to cut my toenails, because my toenails, you can see, haven't been cut.
That's true. I mean, that was just a bad example.
It was not true.
He opens his bags of chips, and then he lays his scissors anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got my tape dispenser. It's got my name on the tape dispenser.
Right beside you.
I took that off.
No, it's got his name on the side of it.
It's painted.
Turn it around.
Cato Keller.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. My tape.
Someone must have put that there.
You know what? That's what you got to do. Put your name on everything on your desk at work so no one will steal it.
I feel so embarrassed right now.
Hadn't seen my stapler lately.
How can I get that off of there? You think it'll scrape off?
No.
Oh, yeah, I got it. It won't be there tomorrow.
Neither will that dispenser.
Yeah.
Don't steal my dispenser. That's the number one complaint.
Apparently, we got some work to do at work.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.